Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Wednesday. Not any Wednesday, it's Relationship Wednesday. It's 2017. It's 5:30 in the morning in LA, and here we go. You know, yesterday's topic really, it stuck with me all day. And it stuck with me all day because I always thought of love as a feeling. We're sold it as a feeling. And we're sold it that it will bring us happiness. And we don't realize that we're not looking for love, that it already is here. And all we have to do is activate it. And have you known that all of your life, right? But it's just so interesting to think of it as not being something that we have to look for, like to never, ever forget that. You never have to look for love. All you have to do is activate it. Think about that. All you have to do is activate it. It's just amazing that that shift in my thinking, it brought me to this topic for today, for Relationship Wednesday. And it's, you know, like, how do you overcome a disagreement? Can it build a relationship or can it challenge a relationship? And even one step further, can it break a relationship up? All three are true. But until you're faced with the disagreement, you really don't know what you would do when you are faced with something you do not know how to solve in the moment. No matter who you are, and I've seen from, I don't think there's anyone I haven't seen, that when they get surprised or shocked or blindsided by something that their partner is just doing and they don't know how to deal with it, sometimes the way they deal with it or how they resolve it makes the difference of whether or not they can stay together. Because in an argument, a lot can happen. Insults can be thrown, trying to, you know, make the other person hurt as much as you're hurting, trying to show the person the wrong, confusing the person, accusing the person, especially when you're the one coming at them. And I have this thing in me, and I don't like it very much, but it happens. When I get upset, and it's even not, doesn't have anything to do with me. It's something they did that was off to me. And then they come at me and try to make me feel bad for asking or bringing it up, or they start telling me how I should have brought it up, or they start telling me I'm accusing them, and they start confusing and muddling the issue and shooting fast fire, fast fire, fast fire at you. I back away and I take blame. And I say, wow, I must really not know how to do this. I must not have experience. I must be immature. Do know how to do this. And I do have to trust my gut feelings. But I don't like fighting. So I pull back. But then what happens when you do that, which you don't realize, is when you pull back and you take blame, inside, you no longer trust the other person the way you did before the argument. So now you have this lack of trust to deal with, which you probably need to clean up with that person and say, hey, you know what? I get, prize me. Why don't I count in this that I even brought this up? And you gave me an explanation after a few tries. You tried to say something that stuck, that made the other person feel good. Whatever it is you're doing, you have an arsenal of how to break down issues, but that arsenal doesn't involve the feelings of the other person. So the other, or they retreat when they're the ones who came with the issue. So after a while, the person doesn't want to say, hey, you know what, this is bothering me, because that is what is going to happen. No matter who we are, somehow something gets left at our doorstep for us to solve, for us to face, to talk about, and to discuss to fruition. So both parties are satisfied. And sometimes both parties are not satisfied. And if both parties are not satisfied, it will continue to cause fruition. So I had to learn. And I think it's something I still learn because I don't have that many disagreements with people. But it seems like a rash. Once in a while, you'll have one with someone and you'll have kind of the same one with another person. And it's because the lesson, it's time for you to learn how to speak the truth when the truth needs to be spoken, even though you're just trying to appease and just make things okay. Because deep inside, someone with really good intentions wants things to be okay. Someone whose intentions aren't so clear to them may not want things to be okay. They just want them to be over. There's a big difference between something being over and something being clear and okay. Sometimes I feel like there's people who don't understand why other people love them. So they try to sabotage. And then they come to you and say, see, you're leaving me. See, you don't know how to be here. See, it's you. It's your problem, not mine. So I'm just going to go find someone new to do this with. But I got news for you. A year from now, you're going to have the same issues. If you cannot hear solving, truly solving, not winning, putting the other person in their place, not acting all frustrated that this was brought up, inconvenienced you, but truly thinking, you know what? Is my partner okay? And is he or she not okay because of something I have done? Am I trying to inadvertently push people away because I don't know if I deserve to have somebody in my life? To the hurt feeling, but let me pay attention to me winning the argument. So I asked Christ about that today because we all deal with 10 situations differently. We all want things to relate to how we think we can feel better afterwards, that we can handle the situation. But it's not about being right or wrong anymore. It hasn't been for a long time. It's about knowing your own role and what comes your way and knowing what is not yours to deal with and what is yours to deal with. It's about resolution. Winning is gone. So what did Christ say this morning? He said, be really careful about winning an argument. And I thought, my gosh, we're taught to try to win everything. Even a disagreement with somebody we are in a relationship with. Be really careful about winning an argument. Ask yourself, what am I winning? What am I really winning here? So I was right. But did the other person come out as okay as I did? Did I make them feel bad? Did I try to hurt them? I mean, so many times I will say to someone, I am not trying to hurt you. If this happened to me with Joe Schmo, I'd still say the same thing because it is a red flag. But the person never says, hey, you know what? I know that's a red flag. I know. And they don't acknowledge that that red flag was a shock to you or hurt you or brought you to a place of thinking things that maybe weren't right for you to feel or think or that you didn't even deserve to feel or think. But the actual object brought you to that thinking, and then you get accused for thinking what that object would have brought you to think, whether it was them or not. So then they muddle the argument. They start throwing all this stuff in and distracting, and you go off into that tangent, and you get exhausted talking because the other person is attacking you. for noticing something. All you did was notice in behavior. So what are you winning when you're winning an argument? When you have two people and one of them is worried only about themselves and the other one is worried about themselves and the other person. They don't want to hurt themselves. They don't want to hurt the other person. The other one just doesn't want to be blamed for the other person and only one fighting for you. So now you're outnumbered. So somewhere in there, we need to have discussions together about what we need when there's a disagreement from the situation. Like, we want this to bring us closer to each other. We want to know that we can trust each other. Does that mean I have trust issues? No, I didn't come into this game with trust issues because I didn't come into a game. Because Christ said there is no game based on truth. We can distract. We can divert. We can try to hurt other people because we're hurt. We can try to win. We can pay attention to the other person. We can empathize with the other person and say, wow, you know what? If that were thrown at me, I'd probably react the same way. I'm really sorry that I did that. God, I need to pay attention to my behavior. But you cannot expect from one. Because you can't expect. Cannot have one of you do your best and the other one on a sliding scale of what best means. Really think about, what do you really win in an argument? Be very careful about that. I see the chat. I see Wilma in the chat and Nancy in the chat and Liam and Francis. Good morning, you guys. Actually, good afternoon to Liam, who has a post in the chat, who says, when you pull back and take blame, you might not allow the other to get to the point they're making. Some people, some men, scream, not an attack, but an expression. Their energy is there is no suppressed emotions, which is seen as bad for. Well, when blame, what happens is the other person doesn't resolve the issue. That's really what's going on. Because when you take blame, it aborts the mission of getting to the bottom of things. And that becomes the bottom of it. You're wrong when you're the one who said, wait a minute, something just happened here that is off. It's off. The person doesn't want it to be off because now they don't want to be accused of anything. So they come up with a way out. And then they start accusing you and saying, you know, well, why didn't you say something right away? Well, you're a human being. Why didn't you say it like this? Well, I'm me. I'm not you. Why are you accusing me of whatever? I'm not accusing you. I'm just asking you why that happened. Because now I'm asking myself, what am I missing? Because I'm obviously missing a few things here, whether it's your behavior, tension, your mode of operation. But it's not going to work if this continues to happen, because then I am not going to feel close to you or feel trust for you or feel a part of you. As time goes on in any relationship, people forge a closer and closer bond. But when things happen that don't allow that bond to forge itself into happening naturally, because you have this tangent and that tangent constantly hitting, and you're doing your damn best to get it over with, and you're doing your best to make it work, the other person has to help that along. But one person shouldn't be put in the position of having to not trust because now they're given all these weird instances that now start adding up, and then you get in trouble for saying that they added up. But they're happening right before your eyes. So now you're being told you didn't see what you saw, didn't hear what you heard, don't know what you know. And now you're questioning your instincts. Who wins? Nobody wins. Careful about winning an argument. And I thought, darn it all, we have been taught over and over again to win, to be better than, to be fearless, to do what it takes. But if we roll over other people, we will isolate them and we will end up being alone. Cannot insult somebody's way of living, thinking, being, because you don't want to be wrong. Because the other person isn't necessarily trying to make you wrong. The other person's just trying to understand, because your speaking and your behavior, there is a gap between the two. So that sliding scale of behavior that doesn't match the sliding scale of something off, does it mean the other person's bad? No, let's just figure this out. But if you only have a convenient memory and other things don't matter and they're always the things that are off, and then that becomes consistent, you have to ask yourself, okay, how much more of this do I have coming? Because now it keeps coming. There's no other thing, no other words to it. We can convolute it. We can blame the other person. We can shoot an arrow. We can knock the other person down. We can make them feel bad for asking and then ask them why they don't say anything. That's like a trick, double trick on top of a trick. Those things don't build a relationship. They challenge the relationship. And they will continue to challenge the relationship until they are learned to be looked at fairly by both parties. The relationships that survive the tests of time survive when both souls are fully accounted for. When both souls are 100%. It's not 50 plus 50 makes 100%. Each soul has to be accounted for fully. This is without question. To a lot of people, I say that all the time, because all my appointments involve relationships. Whether I just talk to the one person or to both together, or to each separately. But the one thing that I found consistent in relationships that succeeded was that parties, that both parties were concerned about the well-being of their partner when issues arise. That's what their biggest concern was. The issues were going to come and go. But the caring and the love that they continue to grow and keep them together. That's what happens. If somebody wants to say, how do people stay together? They keep the love between them that they know is already there, activated. They don't have them to not activate it. They already know that the most important thing to them is the other person. Then you really have to take it a step further and say, why would I spend my time with somebody who I don't feel like that about? Why would I do that? Oh, well, you know what? This person is really just convenient for me. just want to make sure I get what I need from this person. Everything else, I don't really care about. Maybe I'll help them out with words or that, but, you know, if they really need anything big, I got to draw the line there. Then the other person has to ask themselves, why did I choose somebody who doesn't know how to care for me? Was I desperate? Was I fearful that I wouldn't find anybody? Was I scared? Was I just trying? Did I not have enough experience? What is the reason that any of us would choose somebody that we don't feel cares 100% about us? That's the basis of every best friendship, every best relationship, every best work relationship. Why do most people want to leave a job? Because they feel underappreciated, undervalued, not seen. Why do people leave relationships? Because they don't feel like they are in the relationship. They're either attacking or getting attacked. Tired and exhausted from arguing, or they thrive on it. Maybe they're self-sabotage. Maybe all of that is what causes the disagreement to challenge the relationship. But if the two people aren't fair about this, and one just bombards you for saying anything and tries to make you feel bad from the onset and then say you're the one who made them feel bad, now we have to talk about what's real and what isn't real. Arguments are not designed to annoy us. Arguments show up for a reason. They have a job. Every energy has a job. And an argument still lives in the energy exchange category. It's not an energy stopper. Anger is an energy stopper. Control, guilt, fear, doubt, worry, all that is an energy stopper. But an argument says there's a two-way conversation happening. Now, what we say in those conversations may stop the energy. To learn to resolve with that person, because the gift at the end of that is you find out that what doesn't break you makes you stronger, if the argument didn't break you. And you don't find that out until you've had the gift of putting the other person in line with you as far as importance goes in solving whatever issue there is on the table. Because the issues are going to come and go. How you deal with them is what you're both going to live with. I even ask people, I don't think I know how to argue. So tell me, what should I do when I get upset? Should I not be upset? Because I'm actually upset. Should I not act upset? But now I'm lying. This is really stupid. We know better. Do we have to speak about things shouldn't even like really be in play? But they are in play because obviously we have to learn this. But is this going to be a cycle that we do for years on end? And then one succumbs and the other just feels like, okay, well, oh, you poor thing. You know, oh, it's okay that you're not so with it. Because Christ said, love is so far ahead that it looks like it's behind. Patience, caring, looking at the other person as an equal to you instead of somebody that I need to win over. Think about that. I see Christ, or Liam wrote, I should say Christ wrote, Liam wrote in the chat, Christ said, when someone tells us our instincts aren't true, to run, not walk away from them. The buildup of lies kills everything. Lies do not have energy in them. They have a negative energy, but they don't have a sustainable energy, and they don't have an energy exchange. Everyone starts spinning. Everyone gets exhausted. Some people like the challenge, like the fight, like to prove they're right, like not to be caught in the lie, like not to be caught in doing something that actually is not okay for your relationship. Some people just are intent and hell-bent on sabotaging their relationships, but the other person doesn't know that yet. They're just learning to figure this out. It's really interesting. So the next time that you are faced with anything, or if you are on something now like that, ask yourself the question. Be really careful about winning the argument and ask yourself, what am I winning? And the next question should be, do I look at the other person equally as important as I am looking at myself? Or am I on the defense just throwing arrows, hoping one will stick and I can shut the other person up and then feel like, okay, I'm off the hook this time. And then the next time you start pulling this stuff again. Side, they know it's not okay, but they go against that instinct that Liam was just talking about. And they try to appease the other person because they want the other person to be happy, to not be upset, when they're the ones who brought about the upsetness to the scene of the relationship. It's never as it seems. But usually the nicer of the two, the more willing of the two, try to make it better, not by damning the other one, but by building the other person. Sometimes the things are really hard for both to take, to have each other's interests in mind if we want to have a relationship. But if you don't have the other person's best interests in mind, then you are loudly saying, I do not want a relationship, but I think I do, so I'm here. But deeper inside, I don't think I deserve to be loved. I don't think I'm really worth it. Everyone else has told me otherwise. So why don't you see that? And then now you're, you know, put to the test. Same challenges everyone else got, you're getting one by one. You're trying to hang on. You're trying to say, hey, wait a minute. This isn't okay. Red flag. Oh, no, that's not a red flag. You don't even know. That doesn't even mean anything. Okay. Oh, wait, wait. Another little flag. Oh, wait, no, that doesn't mean anything either. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything. And you go on and on and on and nothing means anything. Then what the heck are you doing there? What does mean something? What does mean something? That needs to be clarified. And it does get clarified over time through the behavior and actions of the other person. You guys, I got to go. It's already over. I'll see you on Dream Theme Thursday. Got some great dreams. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show.